Well, now to the Middle East, where we're following what happened today during the Muslim pilgrimage, the Hajj, where more than 700 people died in a stampede, another 800 injured. But that was not the only deadly incident at a sacred site today. The other, at a mosque in Yemen, a suicide bomber blew himself up during holiday prayers in the capital city of Sana'a. It's the latest act of violence in a ferocious civil war in Yemen. The Houthis, Shia Muslims from the north, are fighting government forces. They control Sana'a and drove the president out of the country. He returned this week, but not to the capital. He's in Aden. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse was in Yemen last week. He joins us from London. And Gabriel, the Islamic State is taking responsibility for today's attack. Where does it fit into this bigger fight for Yemen?
Well, these kinds of bombings are a new development in Yemen, really. We saw one very similar when we were in Sana'a a couple of weeks ago, again claimed by Islamic State. Now, Yemen has long been a stronghold for al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, which is regarded, at least in the West, as al-Qaeda's most dangerous franchise. But IS is new here. And both al-Qaeda and IS have been able to exploit the fighting in Yemen's civil war. And at the moment, amongst the fighting, they seem to be the only groups that are really benefiting from the chaos here. Mm.
Well, one of the parties involved, of course, the Houthi rebels, who are against the government of President Hadi, who was put into exile in Saudi Arabia 6 months ago. Troops loyal to President Hadi have been able to regain control of the city of Aden. Is that why he was able to come back this week? Is the war tipping in favor of the government?
I think in the sort of medium term, it has been. The Houthis, as you say, they took over Sana'a, the capital, then they went south to Aden and took that. That was then taken back a couple of months ago, and President Hadi has now gone back, helped by Saudi Arabia and a coalition of other mostly Gulf Arab states who've been conducting a bombing campaign against the Houthis and their allies. That is what has allowed President Hadi to come back. But the war is far from over. And if you speak to experts, they feel that the Saudis and their allies on the ground will have great difficulty in taking the capital, Sana'a, militarily. So probably this conflict will go on until some sort of negotiated settlement is reached.
And that's the key, Sana'a being the linchpin for this war.
That's right. I mean, I think as far as the Saudis are concerned, it's very much about the rivalry between Saudi Arabia and Iran, and the Saudis don't want to see what they believe is an Iranian-backed regime country on their southern border. The Houthis, they say, are backed by the Iranians. But on the ground, all sorts of more granular things are coming into play. This is essentially an aftershock of the Arab Spring revolutions in 2011. Ali Abdullah Saleh, the president, was overthrown then, and many of his allies are fighting with the Houthis. So in a sort of purely Yemeni perspective, this is not just a Houthis versus government fight. This is a much more complex political war.
As you mentioned, al-Qaeda and the Islamic State also involved here. Now, the United Nations says more than 2,000 civilians have been killed, and some of those have been by the airstrikes by Saudi Arabia since April. You were in Sana'a after one of those strikes, and people were unhappy with Saudi Arabia. Let's listen to some of the sound from your report.
She said, "We are angry as Yemenis. We're 25 million Yemenis, and we are not okay with them targeting civilian areas, targeting homes."
Do you feel safe now?
She said, "Of course I don't feel safe. No Yemeni in Yemen right now feels safe." She said, "Please, I beg you, can you think of this?"
And Gabriel, this reminds us that there are people, civilians on the ground here during this war. How are they holding up?
I think they're having a very, very tough time indeed. I mean, when we were there, there were daily airstrikes. Every time you hear an airplane, people were looking up fearfully into the sky. The Saudis and their allies say they target purely military targets. But what we found on the ground was that in practice wasn't the case, and that certainly people in Sana'a are becoming very resentful of Saudi Arabia, the coalition, and the countries that support it, which include the United States and Britain,
right,
who continue to sell arms to Saudi Arabia.
And not winning over the hearts of the civilians in Sana'a would, politically speaking, make the effort much harder for Saudi Arabia and its allies.
I think so, yes. Certainly what people were telling me, even if they didn't support the Houthis, they said they would fight against anyone who tried to invade their capital city. So at the moment, what you have is a country essentially divided in two, with the port city of Aden in the south now back in control of President Hadi, the internationally recognized president, and his Saudi allies, and the north effectively controlled by the Houthis and people who are still loyal to the old president, and no a prospect of that conflict of either side really winning out in the near term.
The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse speaking with us from London about that civil war, ongoing civil war in Yemen. Gabriel, thank you.
My pleasure.